I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Today is Tuesday, March 21st. We'll tell you what preps are apparently happening behind the scenes since today is the day former President Trump says he'll be arrested, and what to know about President Biden's first ever veto. Also, what about COVID-19 can all of Congress agree on? We'll tell you the bipartisan bill that got a thumbs up from everyone. Plus, a major report lays out potential climate change solutions. Which one of the country's biggest school districts is canceling classes today and why? And was that Ted Lasso who showed up at the White House in real life? Those stories and more news coming up. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Today's the day former President Trump says he's going to be arrested. And as several news outlets report, the U.S. Secret Service, NYPD, and Manhattan DA are getting ready. They all apparently had a call yesterday to talk logistics, like how the former president could potentially surrender. Remember, this all goes back to an adult film star who says she was given a hush money payment to keep quiet about an affair she says she had with Trump. Trump's ex-lawyer, Michael Cohen, who's been called a fixer, apparently paid her $130,000. But the issue here is Trump is accused of reimbursing Cohen for the payment through the Trump Organization and then logging it as a legal expense. And that's what the Manhattan DA is reportedly going to be indicting him for. But Trump says the whole story is made up and that the whole investigation is politically motivated. He's calling for his supporters to protest today. And with that, ABC News says the Homeland Security Department put out an intelligence bulletin that says some extremists may consider an indictment a, quote, line in the sand that could inspire violence. It says Trump's social media post calling for protests was met with an immediate uptick in violent online rhetoric and threats toward government and law enforcement targets. The FBI says it also has warned local and state police agencies around the country about these threats. All of that said, authorities have not seen an organized plan for large-scale violence. Still, police departments in New York, Florida, Washington, D.C., and elsewhere say they are on alert, setting up barricades, bringing on extra staff, and more. To be continued. Well, for the first time, President Biden used his veto powers, something political analysts say could just be the beginning of bigger battles between the White House and the GOP. Biden refused to sign a bill Congress passed that would have banned an existing rule in the Labor Department. So that existing rule says retirement fund managers can make retirement investment decisions with environmental, social, and governance factors in mind. So these considerations are known in Washington as ESG. To be clear, the current rule does not say retirement plan managers have to incorporate ESG factors into investment decisions, just that they can. But Republicans who wrote the bill don't want that to be an option, since they say money could end up being allocated based on political agendas instead of just the best returns for savers. On the other hand, Biden says the bill would have risked retirement savings by making it illegal to consider legitimate risk factors. Now we'll see if his veto sticks. The Republican-controlled House is already planning to try to override it. A veto override requires support from 2/3 of members in both chambers. But since just 3 Democrats in Congress supported the original bill, that's nowhere close to 2/3. And the veto will almost certainly stand. President Biden did sign a different bill this week, and this one was unanimously bipartisan. Yep, every single Democrat and every Republican actually agreed on it. The bill lets information related to the origins of COVID-19 be declassified. Specifically, the information has to do with a Chinese lab that's come up a lot in the origins investigation. 8 government agencies have been investigating where COVID-19 came from. Some think it was likely a lab leak. Some think the pandemic most likely came from a natural cause, like an infected animal. And others aren't sure either way. Well, soon the American public will get to see the info and come to their own conclusions. The Director of National Intelligence has 90 days to declassify all information except anything that could compromise national security. Of course, the investigation into the origins of COVID-19 is not complete yet. But President Biden says it's still a priority to make sure we can better prevent future pandemics. The world still has a chance to prevent the worst damage from climate change, but it's going to take billions of dollars and big changes from all around the globe. That's at least according to the latest major climate change report from the United Nations. It's made up of 6 earlier reports, each one compiled by hundreds of experts around the world, approved by 195 countries, and based on thousands of scientific studies. The report says the world is on track to rise 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels sometime around the first half of the 2030s. That number is significant, since many scientists say beyond that point, the impacts of catastrophic heat waves, flooding, drought, species extinction, and more will become harder for humanity to handle. As the UN Secretary General put it, quote, humanity is on thin ice, and that ice is melting fast. So he stepped up his calls for action, pointing to the part of the report about solutions. It says industrialized nations will have to slash greenhouse gases roughly in half by the year 2030, then stop adding any carbon dioxide to the atmosphere by the early 2050s. If those 2 steps are taken, the report says the world will have a 50% chance of limiting warming to that 1.5 degrees Celsius. Keep in mind, some scientists have said either way, surpassing that 1.5 degree threshold will not actually mean humanity is doomed. But most experts agree every little bit of warming could make things a little bit worse. Already, many nations have made some strides. At least 18 countries, including the U.S., have managed to lower their emissions for more than a decade. All right, we have more news just ahead. But first, instead of a sponsor today, I want to share a bit more about our Insider membership. So first, your support truly keeps us going, ensuring we can provide this fast, fair, fun news every day that I hope has helped you stay more informed, have better conversations, and save time, all without having to hear arguing pundits, get nonstop notifications, or deal with never-ending doom and gloom. And your support allows us to do this no matter what sponsors have to say about it or how many ad spots we're able to fill. Once you become an insider, you provide some vital financial support to the show, and it only costs you $5 a month or less if you pay for the year. You get immediate access to ad-free episodes. Yep, no sponsors. To save you even more time and give you a smoother listening experience. And something new we're doing lately is Ask Me Anything opportunities. So as soon as you sign up, you can submit a question to Ask Me, Erica, anything you want. And I plan to put out a bonus episode answering these questions next month. And that will be just available to insiders. So join our insider community now. Simply go to thenewsworthy.com/insider. And you can also find a link to it in our episode notes to learn more. Again, it's thenewsworthy.com/insider. And you can sign up for a 7-day free trial. No matter what, thank you so much for being here, listening, and supporting the show in whatever way you can. We are so grateful for you. The second largest school district in the country is canceling classes today, and they're not expected to start up again until at least Friday. It's because workers at the Los Angeles Unified School District are on strike. The union leading the walkout represents employees like bus drivers, teachers' aides, custodians, and food service workers. It's asking for a 30% pay raise because it says the average yearly salary for those workers is just $25,000 a year and that some are near homelessness. In negotiations, the district said it could up the pay by more than 20% over several years, give a 3% bonus, and expand health coverage. But the union says that's not enough. So they're at an impasse. Not only are the lower paid workers walking out, but the union representing teachers, counselors, and librarians also urged its members to go on strike in support. So now we're talking about tens of thousands of employees, and many parents are scrambling for last-minute childcare. Amazon is laying off another 9,000 employees, bringing the total number of layoffs announced so far this year to 27,000. Amazon CEO says he and his leadership team have decided to get more streamlined in their costs and headcount because of what he called an uncertain economy. It's a big change since the online retail giant's workforce doubled during the height of the pandemic. It's a similar story for other big tech companies. They all went on a big hiring surge for pandemic times, but Meta, Microsoft, and Google have also laid off tens of thousands of workers this year. All right, now to the shakeup in the banking industry, as the FDIC is trying to figure out what to do with the two American banks that failed a little over a week ago. Already, there's a plan for Signature Bank. New York Community Bank agreed to buy a big chunk of Signature. With that, New York Community assumes all the deposits and some of the loan portfolios. And Signature's 40 branches are now becoming Flagstar Bank, which is a subsidiary of New York Community. The FDIC says the total cost to the government will ultimately be about $2.5 billion. Separately, the FDIC has also been trying to find a buyer for SVB, also known as Silicon Valley Bank. It decided to break up SVB and hold two separate auctions, one for its commercial bank and the other for its private bank. Already, there could be some interest. First Citizens Bank shares reportedly put in a bid for all of SVB, though it's not clear what it's willing to pay. And one more bank we want to mention today, First Republic. It's apparently struggling to convince investors it can stay viable. And with that, First Republic's stock fell 47% to a record low yesterday. Now news outlets like CNBC and Wall Street Journal say rival banks led by JP Morgan are trying to work out a new rescue plan for First Republic. To be continued. The White House got a visit from the Ted Lasso cast this week. The stars of the popular Emmy-winning series were there to talk about mental health awareness. During a news briefing, the guy who plays Lasso himself, Jason Sudeikis, passed on a message that's also a big theme of his show. He told everyone to simply check on neighbors, coworkers, friends, and family, ask them how they're doing, and listen sincerely. Not only were there familiar faces at the podium, but also in the press corps, too. Sudeikis took a question from the show's sports critic, Trent Crim. If you're a fan of the show, well, then you know that character we're talking about from The Independent. The actor who plays him actually showed up as this character and asked how Sudeikis felt about Kansas City being named a host for the 2026 World Cup. Both the Ted Lasso character and the actor Jason Sudeikis are from the Kansas City area. Sudeikis said he was excited and predicted that after the big tournament, people from all over the world are going to want to move there. By the way, it's my hometown, too. Well, that's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, thanks to our sponsor. Have you ever gone down a Google or social media rabbit hole looking for answers about a health concern? I know I have. And most of the time, it's not all that helpful. Or I find a bunch of conflicting information and feel confused. Or I realize there are a bunch of so-called experts who don't really have the credentials I can trust. So if you need answers from someone that is not random on the internet and want a trusted professional, ZocDoc is here to help. You can find a bunch of medical professionals that specialize in the care you need, and you can see their patient reviews right there on ZocDoc before you book. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun. No more doctor roulette or scouring the internet for questionable reviews. Go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. Today's trivia question is, how many slices of pizza does America eat per second? You can play along with us in our weekly roundup email that comes out each Friday. Simply sign up to get it at thenewsworthy.com/email or find the link in today's episode notes. And of course, we'll tell you the answer next week. But as for last week's trivia question, which writer holds the Guinness World Record for the most translated works? The answer is Agatha Christie. Her works have been translated into more than 100 languages, and about 2 billion copies of them have been sold worldwide, making her the most widely published author of all time. Christie wrote more than 70 books and 150 short stories, as well as other works for the stage and screen. Her novel, And Then There Were None, is considered the world's best-selling mystery novel. Her play, The Mousetrap, is the longest-running play in London theater history. And several of her works have become popular movies like Murder on the Orient Express and Death on the Nile. All right, thank you so much for being here, listening, and making us part of your everyday. We'll be back with another news roundup tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.